More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I am joined by the superhero of the JulieLand universe, Mr. Richard Avery.
How do you like my Batman costume?
It's a great costume.
Because I'm Batman. You like it?
It's good.
Do you like my cod piece?
Your cod piece. I haven't gotten that low down. Did you know Warner Brothers is actually having a 75th anniversary thing where they're showing all sorts of Batman stuff on the lot?
I'm there.
$54 a ticket.
I'm there. Did you see? Do you like my bat belt?
It is. It's a sexy bat belt.
I got a bat camera too.
Where did you get the bat belt from?
From the bat store.
Oh, the bat store. Nice.
Over at the Bat Grove over here on Beverly.
The Grove, a sponsor of More with Mo.
Exactly.
Warner Brothers Studios.
I'm Batman.
I've not gotten into the dressing up as a superhero yet. I played the Joker in like 1989.
I thought you were dressed up as the average Mo.
I am the average Mo. Average guy, not so average superhero. I have no idea. So today, I brought somebody in.
Who knows?
Who knows about this whole dressing up thing. She plays the part of Power Girl.
Power Girl.
It is Siri.
Hey.
Dun dun dun.
What's up?
Hello, Siri.
Who the hell is Power Girl?
That's actually my exact same question.
Who the hell is Power Girl?
I don't know who Power Girl is.
Yes. Power Girl's from the DC universe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She is not a highly used character, but she is interesting. She's basically the Earth 2 or like the alternate universe equivalent of Supergirl.
Who the fuck is Supergirl?
We are nerding
out. Which is why
out.
She's not used that much, because they already have a Supergirl, and a lot of people are like, well, why put Power Girl out? She's basically just the alternate universe version
of
Supergirl.
And so what is Power Girl's powers?
All the same powers as Supergirl.
So like that's,
she's
so
super
she's
like, strong.
So she's like
fly,
Supergirl's distant cousin on the...
Basic, yeah. It's like, that's probably the easiest way to phrase it. She's hurt. She's
why would
her
you
costume,
pick that? Why would you pick that character?
There are reasons.
Oh,
which I later found out.
The interesting thing is, like, I am admittedly not a huge comic nerd. Like, I didn't really read a lot of comics growing up, but I got into cosplay through being in adult films, because after I was in the industry for only like a couple months, I started getting fans on Twitter begging me to cosplay Power Girl. And I was like, who's Power Girl? So I did a little bit of research. I put out like all the comics that I could find with Power Girl on my wish list. And a fan like who owns a comic book store like sent me all these comics.
Nice.
So I've read pretty much everything I can get my hands on that Power Girl is in. And only when I had read a lot and was like, I like her character, I'm willing to do it, because I'm not going to like not read and then pretend I'm, no, that's stupid. So...
I'm sorry, Mr. Avery, you have a question.
I have a question. I want you to finish your story and I'll have the question.
So I actually had fans contribute parts of the costume. Like someone bought me the blue boots, someone bought the cape for me. It's kind of cool because it's kind of an effort of, you know, me and my fans together because they wanted to see me as Power Girl.
Yes, Mr. Avery in the back.
What's Power Girl's non-superhero identity name?
Karen Starr.
And what does she, Karen Starr, do?
She's CEO of Starr Industries, which is like a super high-tech corporation. Like they develop are technology. They
much that, like is, Stark.
I was just going to say, is Starr Industries on the same block as Stark?
Yeah,
Industries?
Exactly.
No.
Is it like Apple and Microsoft?
Because you know it's Marvel versus DC. Right. You know, it happens. Now, one thing about Power Girl, which was I saw that you were doing... clips for sale videos, and then I know you had Alex Chance on, and you did a clip with her.
Yeah.
I thought you made up Power Girl. I thought you had created this character.
I wish I did.
I had no clue. And so finally I went through, and I was like, I'm going to look up Power Girl. Power Girl's fucking hot. Short blonde hair, which you had for
like
quite some time.
Blonde bob, yeah.
Big boobs that the front part is actually cut
boob
out.
Window.
So you get the exactly boob window, you get the cleavage. The whole look is a very hot porn star.
Well, have you ever looked at any ever looked at any comic book girl, whether it's
they all have big
they're
windows.
All hot and they got
that's boob. The funny part, is like people make a big deal out of Power Girl in her costume, like, oh, she's objectifying women or
like
there's
have you
a lot
seen
of
oh no, they're
drama
all,
around it. But yeah. It's like every fucking female superhero has giant boobs.
Exactly.
Give me one who doesn't have boobs that look really large on her frame.
But when you take everything and put it together, it was Siri. Like I was like, holy shit, this is Siri. I mean, it worked out.
Yeah, and I had that exact haircut when I started.
Exactly.
Now when I do it, I wear a wig, but hey, I'm natural blonde anyway. So.
I mean, I've seen a lot of the girls that do the cosplay, that do it for Comic-Con, that do it for
are you going
porn,
to Comic-Con?
That do anything like that.
Are you going to Comic-Con?
No. Okay. There's a bunch of reasons. It's hard to take time off because every day that I'm not, you know,
working
is less income overall. Right. And I haven't really been able to make cosplay like more than a hobby.
Right.
It's a source of income when I make my videos and put them on clips for sale on my website. But as far as like appearing in person, it's not really like lucrative, which means that if I do it, then it's just an expensive hobby. And it's actually one I can't really afford all the time. But I would love to go to like San Diego Comic Con. It's hard to get in
the week.
Sell out fast.
Next weekend, I think.
Now, Tanya Tate, who...
She's done an amazing job of making it...
Converting over to actually somebody that people go to see now as the cosplay thing, which I found interesting. I saw some of her early Fantastic Four stuff,
a whole bunch of characters, too. And I've only really ever done
Emma Frost, for some reason, uh-huh. I think she did. So I'm always thinking, because, you know, the cosplay thing is a big deal, and Alex and I had been talking about, you know, the idea of her doing it, but trying to come up with a character that fits her. And I find there's not a lot of brunettes.
Choose which one makes the most
The most sense. Now, I mean, there's not many, you know, in the way of brunettes, and you don't see that as much. Would you like to point one out that it's not black hair that's actually brunette? Oh. I'm wondering if it's an ink issue for comic books. You know what I think it is. I always go back to is there no such thing as brown in comic books? I have no idea. And I was like, huh. Don't give me that.
First
look.
Of all, I just gotta get it out there. I think cosplay is stupid. I just have to say it. It annoys the fuck out of me. It annoys the fuck out of me to see stupid adults dressed up like comic book characters. It's just annoying as fuck. And I wish everybody would just grow the fuck up and get a life.
Do you know the economy of this? I don't, but it has to be gigantic.
Crazy. No, it's crazy. And then there's this girl on My Free Cams that. Do you know what I'm talking about? Morella. She dressed like she's an amazing makeup artist. There's all these every day she's doing these characters and
she's cool.
Like insane. Like you check her out on My Free Camps. She's amazing. I give her major props. But it's like really grow up, get a life. I just have problems with adults. Like grow up.
Well, so do you have an issue then with somebody, say Siri, who makes money off of it?
My only problem with it is that she's doing it. Mm-hmm. But if she was giving me the money, I'd have less of a problem.
Oh, okay. But I mean,
I'm obvious.
Not to say Captain Obvious. Not to say take advantage of fans and things like that. But you have guys that want to see this fantasy.
Do they
want to
see you fucked as Power Girl?
Yeah, I've done it. Alex fucked me with a strap on.
Really?
When I was in my Power Girl suit. Yeah.
And what were you dressed as? The villain?
You wore the Black Widow costume, but we didn't call her Black Widow. We just called her Lilith. Okay. Like super villain-y name.
You poor child. You're so easy.
I am so easy to piss off. Because Alex Chance is in the room, everybody fucked with me because, you know. Because
I do that because it's my job. Because
she's not.
I'm here to fuck with you.
She's not in the show, but it's okay.
I'm here to fuck with you.
Wait. Go ahead and say hi.
Hi.
Okay, that's all you get.
It's a cameo. Now we got to pay her. She said a word, okay? Now we got to pay her the full rate.
We record this all day long. I don't know how we don't kill each other. So you make some money off this. No dollar amounts, but I'm assuming, you know, in the hundreds of thousands of dollars a year.
It's the top selling category as far as my clips for sale store. I put all kinds of different videos. Like I'll put jerk off instruction, just like generic fetish stuff up there. But every time I put in a superhero, like Mia's Power Girl clip, it sells way better than anything else.
I find it fascinating.
Why doesn't Power Girl do jerk off instruction videos?
Oh, I did. I actually put one up recently.
Okay.
And it's like I hypnotize you with my boobs and I weaken you and then I tell you how to jerk off and you have to come.
I could just see some 12-year-old kid watching this stuff. Yeah, this is hot.
Are you using her character as her superpowers, her super things in your jerk off instruction? Or
as
is
much
it
as
you
I can. Of course, some of her superpowers are things that I can't replicate without serious like CGI. Stuff like flying, but
sure.
But you know,
where's Power Girl from?
Where's she from?
Great.
That's
state.
Hard to answer.
She like from Krypton, Iowa? Or like from some other planet? How did she get her powers?
basically, like, yeah, it's like this whole alternate universe, and the planet Krypton was destroyed, and, you know, she was put in a little ship as a baby, and then, like, randomly arrived on Earth 2, which isn't real Earth, it's alternate universe Earth.
And so she's like the alternative Superman. Like, she's like...
she's almost like Supergirl, yeah. Yeah,
but Bizarro.
But no, I'm saying it's like almost like... it's like the other universe where Superman was a girl.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
For all the fans out there that watch Fringe, it's exactly that. For the people who watched Fringe, it's two alternate worlds.
I know it was good, but I never watched it.
So she grew up on the Death Star.
Yeah, and after it exploded, her own little ship.
Yeah.
Version of the Death Star.
Oh, there you go. That's.
It's funny because in the comic, she's like put in this little ship as like a fucking baby, and then it's like three pages later, you turn around and then she pops out of the ship and she's got giant tits. I'm like, wait, that happened really fast.
You know, if you're
traveling through time,
you gotta move up you have to move up. You know, it's always the first 15 minutes. It's like,
that
of
makes
a
me feel awkward.
Movie.
I just saw this person as a baby 2 minutes ago. I don't want to think about their boobs.
They're
already
sucking on boob. Now it has big boobs.
They're sucking on their own boobs.
So, do you intend on maybe taking this a little bit further? You know. Doing more of what a Tanya Tate does? Do you want to do that if you can
really
find
cool.
the financing to do it?
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's like, it's not a good place in my career right now to commit to a different like thing like that, but I would love to because cosplay is really fun. And there are other characters I want to do, like Black Widow. I have the costume. I have the fucking hair. My hair is exactly
like... What about
like,
Spider?
Like her hair.
Spider right Woman now. Or, I don't know, Batwoman or... There's all these other women.
There's Batgirl.
Is there a female version of the Hulk?
Yeah,
She-Hulk.
Is there?
Yeah.
And what's her name?
Is there a female version of the
thing? I don't want to mess with all that body paint.
How about? I think the easiest one to do is you do the Invisible Girl.
There we go.
She-Hulk. Put the camera in and nobody's in there, and you just talk. I'm here, and I'm naked, and I'm masturbating, and nobody can see.
That's funny. That's
and like I'm the Invisible Woman. You can't see me.
That would be good. China, the former wrestler, she played She-Hulk in the thing, and it wasn't so pretty.
Really?
So yeah. But have you done any cosplay in any of the, I know Axel Braun, not to throw out specific directors, but I know a lot of guys have done the in porn. So you've not done one.
Mm-mm.
Have you seen a Power Girl in any of the?
No. And if they do one and they put a Power Girl in and it's not me, I'm going to be angry.
I will be very angry. I will use my Power Girl.
The only person I won't be angry if it is Tanya Tate. Cause she does Power Girl cosplay on her own too. So yeah. It's something that we both are known for.
Is Power Girl like, done a lot? Do you see a lot of girls doing Power Girl? Not just porn people.
At Comic Cons, yeah. She's okay. I went to Arizona Comic Con last year, and there's a girl who's actually like her stage name is Arizona Power Girl. Like she dresses like Power Girl all the time.
Loser.
If you just Google like Power Girl cosplay, you just find a whole sea of faces of
a
girls
bunch of losers.
A sea
including
of
this loser.
Wow. You are now insulting the guests.
I'm sorry.
She
I just
will
think it's
beat
ridiculous.
You with her super tits.
I just think it's ridiculous. That's all. I just think it's grown adults dressing up in costumes. Like, really?
What if you give me your phone number and I start texting you photos of me in a Power Girl costume with my vagina?
I'd still be like, you know what? I don't need the costume. I just need the vagina.
Wow.
I'm kind of simple that
Nothing
way.
Nothing would change your
Have
mind.
Have we just...
No, it wow. wouldn't. I'm... too old.
You said this to Ralph Long as well on
Did
one
I?
Of his episodes. Yeah, you just wanted to see the cock. I don't get it.
Everyone just wants to see that banana.
Exactly.
Ralph Long.
I just have a thing with cosplay. I get it. Like, I get it. Mm-hmm. And I have mad respect for, I know, I have plenty of friends that do it. I have friends going to a Comic-Con next weekend. I like comic books. I grew up on them. Like, I get it all. I just feel like it's the people that just take it a little too seriously. It's like, you know, whether it's they're just like, oh, it's every convention and they're and it's like it's like
I think taking it ultra seriously is kind of sad. I mean, I wouldn't
like I made my costume and I did it this way and they like get so into and you're like, dude, really? You know, if you put the same amount of energy into maybe a proper education, you might have a real life with a real job and making real money.
So you're saying it's like Renaissance Fair 2.0, the Dungeons.
Have you ever been to Renaissance
people?
Fair? How weird that those
I've
people are.
I've never been to Ren Faire. It's never been a thing that I
went,
although giant
I went when
boobs.
I went once when I was young and it was scary. It's like these people, you're like, really? You dress up in medieval times? Like, really? Get a life.
Have you gone to that before?
I haven't been since I was like 5, but I would go again because I remember having the most delicious turkey leg of my
I
life.
I know, the turkey leg.
The food, yes. The food was good. That's the one thing you have to give props to the Renaissance Fair. Good food.
By the way, I tried a turkey leg.
And those awesome collectible beer steins. Like, those are
yeah.
Turkey legs. I'm just telling you guys, watch out for the turkey legs. I had if one.
You want to do something?
There are 1,000 calories.
Oh. What? How is it even possible? How is a turkey that...
It's fried and really? It all soaks up into it. I looked it up and I tried a few different apps to find out how...
That's horrifying.
1,000 calories.
I do recommend for a fun time this summer, if you have time, go to the LA County Fair or the Orange County County Fair.
I went to Orange County Fair a year ago. It was amazing.
Yeah, I went to...
I had a turkey leg there too.
I went to Orange County a few years ago to watch flat track motorcycle racing. Had the best time. I love fairs. I think the fairs are great.
I like fairs too.
So if you go to the Orange you don't County have to dress County up. Fair, will your fans Unless see you there to. As Power Girl?
No, it's too hot.
Have you ever dressed up as Power Girl and done the laundry?
No.
Just gone to the grocery store. Head
have
up
you ever
to Ralph's?
Like dressed up as Power Girl and like gone to Starbucks and said, "Hey, can I get a coffee?"
And what's the name?
The only place public I've been was like on Halloween. I went to Porn Star Karaoke in my Power Girl.
So did you really?
I
was
did.
Nikki there?
Nikki was there.
Oh my! What did she dress up as? Because I know
I think,
she loves this
I think
shit.
She was a comic book character too. I don't remember which one because she does a whole bunch of different cosplays. I know. Maybe she, like Poison Ivy.
Oh, that's
my
she's
well.
Crazy about that
I like
stuff.
Poison Ivy.
She scares me. She'll beat me up if I say anything bad. Don't tell her I said bad things about cosplay because she will kick
her.
My ass.
I'm going to tweet her and let her know to listen to the episode.
She'll beat me up, and I know she can.
Oh my god. So I won't be seeing you at Ralph's as Power Girl. That's disappointing.
Aww.
See, that would be a video I would watch. If you dress up a Power Girl and
But
you
if
just...
I see you at Ralph's, I'll at least give you a boob window.
Oh, yeah.
And be like, no. Hey.
And there's but guys I think, in like, the melon section going, oh, wait.
But I think if you just walk through Ralph's, getting your groceries, dress as Power Girl, that's a video I'd want to see. Not acting like you're totally normal, getting all your stuff, getting your groceries and going out and like just... watching people stare at you like, what the fuck is wrong with this girl?
That reminds me of...
The GoPro. Have a GoPro where it sticks up, where it's facing toward you, because you know the guy's
like
behind
on the,
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah,
on
that'd
the
be
car,
fun.
Like on
that'd
the
be really
car,
fun.
Yeah, like the cart handle.
I might
right
do
there.
That just because
And as you do it,
funny.
Every guy's going to be looking behind you, and you're going to catch them on camera. That would be awesome.
Everybody's going to be like, what the fuck?
Exactly.
There's this girl but that just get... reminds me. There's this girl on Vine who dresses like Ariel, and she'll like go in public. Like she's going to the grocery store, and she's like at the fish counter, like, and she just starts crying at the fish counter, like, oh my God, what? Flounder and it's so funny because you can see this dude in the background. He's like trying to buy a fish and he picks up the fish and then Ariel starts crying and he makes this face like, oh fuck, and then he sets the fish down and walks away all calm. It's
but
just
I just think
funniest
that's
thing.
Those are the videos I'd want to see, like, you know, you going through a McDonald's drive through as Power Girl. Yeah, can I get some ketchup with those fries,
size that?
You know, and watching the reaction of people like going, oh my god, Power Girl.
It'd be more awesome if I could actually fly and then I flew through the drive-in.
Wow, now we've taken this no, way really. Too far.
It'd be really cool.
Well, Siri, where can we see you dressed up as Power Girl?
Power Girl! You can see me dressed up as Power Girl on my Clips for Sale store, mm-hmm. which you can... It's the easiest... I don't want to give you the link because it's hard to remember, but if you go to officialsiri.com, it's like in the navigation bar at the top. Mm-hmm. There's a link.
And I follow you on Instagram, and I've seen you as Power Girl on there.
Yeah, my Instagram is Siri PG. Mm-hmm. PG could stand for Power Girl. It also stands for PG, like rated PG.
Parental guidance.
My Instagram is rated PG. Siri PG.
And where can we find you on Twitter?
Siri Pornstar on Twitter.
That was way too easy. Well, my name is Mo. I really appreciate you coming out here. This has been More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter... at Mo XXX or Mox, as Mr. Avery likes to call me.
Is it on Twitter or in Twitter?
That's a valid question.
In Twitter, I'm inside. Twitter.
I am stuck inside Twitter, and it's Mox or Mox, as Mr. Avery likes to call me. And you can also find me on my blog, theaveragemo.com. Average guy, not so average job. You can see all sorts of photos, fun videos, and you can actually hear this show. Thanks for listening.